Lorraine, as you said earlier, Mahler was a close friend and a defender of Arnold Schoenberg, the founder of what's known as the Second Viennese School. He was the father of this radical new approach to music with the use of atonality. Is that something you can explain to us? Because it's not something that's very easily broached, I think.
Firstly, Schoenberg was a largely self-taught musician. So he was firmly grounded in that classical tradition, you know, diatonic, tonal harmony and classical forms. But Alex Ross, in his book, The Rest Is Noise, makes the point, and I'm quoting here, "The early works of Schoenberg always come as a pleasant shock to listeners expecting a grueling atonal experience." But through those early years of the 20th century, he experimented more and more. He was working through extreme chromaticism, unresolved dissonance, and into atonality as he moved towards formulating what he called his method of composing with 12 tones, which we call serialism or 12-tone technique. But coming back to your question about atonality, simply put, it means no tonal centre. It doesn't adhere to any key or mode such as a diatonic scale. He got rid of, can I just do this for you?
Yes.
Now in that diatonic scale system, you have those kinds of chords. There's a very strong relationship between each note in that scale and the chords and the harmony that it engenders. Mm-hmm. Now, what Schoenberg said was, I'm going to take the chromatic scale, right? Every note in the scale, the 12 notes. You think of chromatic, every colour that you can get on the keyboard, right? And each note has no precedence over the other. So what he started was this idea of, you can build what he called a tone row or a series on that chromatic scale, and you have to have every note in it, in the row, before you use that note again. Now, what he was saying was, I don't want any of that feeling that there is, you know, if I play that for you, you can
we
all
think
sing,
the end.
You can sing to the end, can't you? You know,
yes.
It's the great amen of the world.
Yes.
So that now we've got something that has, there is no tonal centre, right? It's absolutely free. And then once you've got that tone row, you can do things to it. You can play it backwards, retrograde. You can invert it. And by inverting, I mean you invert the intervals of the tone row. You can then invert it and play the inversion backwards.
Right.
It wasn't until around 1920 that Schoenberg really, he was working on